الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our beautiful program, Fortunate Believers. Alhamdulillah, in this program we are discussing those verses of the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal has directly called out to the believers by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And then we discuss the hukum, the ruling that is mentioned thereafter. Before that, before we mention the verse today and the translation, let us hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. In one narration, it states that Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha was carrying out some work, knitting. All of a sudden the light went out and she lost her needle. And imagine being in a situation like that. Today we can't really relate because we have electricity and so much ease. But in those days where you were solely reliant upon a lamp, for example, and you lost an item, then you don't know where it is. It's hard to locate it. At that time, our beloved master, the best of creation, the mercy to all the worlds, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, entered the room. And when he entered the room, the light that emanated from his blessed teeth, from his blessed countenance, subhanallah, that lit up the entire room. The entire room became illuminated. And Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was able to pick up her lost needle. She was able to locate it. And why was this? Due to the blessings of the noor on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She began praising the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, mentioning how beautiful his complexion was, his countenance was. And the Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ لَا يَرَانِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Woe to that person who will not see me on the day of judgment. Meaning he will be deprived of seeing this noorani face, this illuminating face, this bright face, subhanAllah. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, who will not see your face on the day of judgment, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied by saying, the one before whom I am mentioned, and he does not recite salat upon me. Such a person will be deprived from seeing on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Think, dear viewers, is that not big enough of a consequence of not reciting salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam, that on the day of judgment, when we will most need the aid of Rasulullah alayhi salam, he is our shafi'ah, he is our intercessor. He is the one who will help us on that day. Imagine not being able to see the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is why it's necessary that when we get an opportunity, we recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam. If the Prophet alayhi salam is mentioned before us, we must recite salat upon him. We should take time out daily and invoke salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam. The blessing is that you will see him on the day of judgment. And whoever sees the Nurani face of Rasulullah alayhi salam on the day of judgment, and he's in halat-e-iman, inshaAllah, that will benefit him immensely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam in abundance. Amen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The verse that I will recite now is Surah Jumu'ah, verse 9. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون Translation: O believers, when the call for Salah is given on the day of Jumu'ah, i.e. Friday, so hurry towards the remembrance of Allah and stop buying and selling transactions. This is better for you if you know. So this is the verse that inshallah we'll be discussing today. Now first of all, the initial part of the verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ati. 3 points inshallah regarding this part of the verse taken from Khazainul Irfan. Now when it says إِذَا نُودِيَ, when the call for Salah is given, this refers to the first Adhan, not the second Adhan that is connected with the Khutbah, the sermon. Where it says وَذَرُ الْبَيْعَ, that you should leave buying and selling transactions, This actually refers to the first adhan. The first adhan that is given, the hukam is that there you stop buying and selling, you stop trading. And this does not refer to the second adhan that is connected with the khutbah. The second point, fas'au ila dhikrillah, hurry towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means preparing yourself for Salatul Jumu'ah. It does not mean physically running towards the masjid, physically running towards the Jumu'ah prayer. And according to majority of the scholars, fas'au ila dhikrillah, dhikrullah here refers to the khutbah, the sermon of Jumu'ah. And the third point, this verse proves the obligation, the fardiyah of Jumu'ah Salah. Praying Jumu'ah Salah, if you're an adult, sane, baligh, male Muslim, is fard upon you. And there are other conditions as well. And it also proves the prohibition of buying and selling at that time, as we heard, and engaging in worldly activities. And it also proves that sa'i, getting ready for Jumu'ah, preparing for Jumu'ah, is wajib. And it also establishes the khutbah for Jumu'ah as well. Now, we know this prayer as Jumu'ah, Salatul Jumu'ah. But before it was named Jumu'ah, it had a different name. It used to be called Aruba. And in the Arabic language, this day was called Aruba. It was later changed to Jumu'ah. And who was the first person who changed it to Jumu'ah? It's reported that the first person was Ka'b bin Lu'ay. And there are different opinions regarding the reason for its name. One of them is that it's called Jumu'ah because on this day, there is an ijtima', there is a gathering of people who offer salah. When the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, he stayed at a place called Quba. This was the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal on a Monday. And that masjid is famous today. When people go to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, they visit Masjid Quba. And the time was Jasht, it was the time of Jasht. The Prophet ﷺ stayed at this place, by Masjid Quba is today, from Monday till Thursday. And he laid the foundations of the masjid. On the day of Jumu'ah, the following day, Friday, the Prophet ﷺ, he intended to leave for Medina Munawwara. And the time for Jumu'ah Salah commenced when he was in the valley of Banu Salim bin Auf. Now the people, they made this spot, this place where the Prophet ﷺ was, a masjid as well. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led Jumu'ah there and delivered a khutbah. This was the first Jumu'ah that the Holy Prophet alaihi wasallam offered with his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And today when people visit the blessed lands, especially Madinatul Munawwara, they get to visit this place, Masjid Jumu'ah. And these are famous landmarks and we should all yearn to go and visit. Visit those places where the Prophet alaihi wasallam would walk, would offer salah, subhanAllah. Today people die over influences and celebrities, but we as Muslims, our role model, our greatest role model is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba would seek out his blessed footprints. They would try and follow him in every single way, and they adopted the preferences of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred, they preferred. And what is our situation today? This is something that we should ponder upon. Moving on. There are so many excellences of Salatul Jumu'ah mentioned in the Ahadith collection. I would just like to mention four narrations. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and is the narrator. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best day upon which the sun rose is the day of Jumu'ah. On the same day, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was created. He was admitted into paradise on the same day and he was ordered to descend from paradise on the same day. And the Day of Judgment will occur on the Day of Jumu'ah too. So many things occurred on the Day of Friday. And we hear the Day of Judgment, Qiyamah, will also take place on the Day of Friday. Another narration, this is in Sunan Ibn Majah. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the Day of Jumu'ah, recite Salat upon me in abundance, for this day is witnessed. In it, the angels present themselves. And whatever salah is recited upon me will be presented to me. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, I asked, how about after your passing away, after you depart from the world? The Prophet alayhi salam replied, indeed, inna Allah harrama ala al-ardi an ta'kula ajsad al-anbiya, fa nabiyullahi hayyun yurzaq. Indeed, Allah Almighty has forbidden the earth to consume the bodies of the honorable Prophet alayhi salam. Allah Almighty, Prophet is alive and given sustenance. So this particular narration, subhanAllah, we learn so many things. And we learn that reciting Salat upon the Prophet ﷺ on the day of Jumu'ah holds great excellences. We should recite Salat on every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, throughout the week, throughout the month. But the day of Friday holds khususiyah, there is exclusivity for that. Why? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned this day is witnessed. The angels present themselves, and whatever Salat is recited upon me will be presented to me. And the second part of the narration, subhanAllah, proves an aqeedah of ours, the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the Anbiya alayhi salam are alive in their graves. They're given sustenance. And there's so many other narrations that support this. In one narration it states, Al-Anbiya'u ahya'u fi quburihim yusallu. That the Anbiya alayhi salam, they are alive and they offer Salah in their graves. SubhanAllah. Furthermore, another narration, this is in Ibn Majah as well, Sayyiduna Abu Lubaba radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet alayhi salam said, the day of Jumu'ah is the leader of all days, and it is the greatest in the court of Allah Almighty. And it is even greater than Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr in the court of Allah Almighty. It has five attributes. Listen carefully. Number one, Allah Almighty created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam in it. Number two, He sent him down to the earth on the same day. Number three, He caused him to pass away on the same day. Number four, and there is a moment in which whatever a person asks for, Allah Almighty will grant it as long as he does not ask for haram. And number five, on the same day, the day of judgment will be established. There is no angel who is close to Allah, no heaven, no earth, no wind, no mountain, and no sea that does not fear the day of Jumu'ah. And the last narration that I would like to mention, this is in Hilyatul Awliya. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever dies on the day of Jumu'ah or the night of Jumu'ah, he'll be saved from the punishment of the grave, and he will appear on the day of judgment in such a state that he will have the seal of martyrs on him. SubhanAllah. That someone who passes away on the day of Friday, the day or night, and Islamically speaking, the night of Friday begins on a Thursday after Maghrib. So on Thursday when we offer Maghrib Salah, that's when the night of Friday has begun. And it remains, Friday remains all the way until the Maghrib of the next day. So as soon as the Maghrib of the next day begins, the new day starts, Islamically speaking. So subhanAllah, this narration mentions that such a person will be saved from the punishment of the grave. And on the day of judgment, when he will appear, he will have the seal of the martyrs upon him, subhanAllah. Now in some of the narrations we just heard, that on Friday, there's a time where if you ask for something, it will be granted. I want to just elaborate upon that. That at that particular time, that special time, if your dua corresponds to that special time, inshallah, then your dua will be accepted. And Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a moment on the day of Friday that if any Muslim person finds it and he's standing in Salah, whatever he asks Allah Almighty for will be granted. And then the Prophet ﷺ made a gesture to show that this time is very short. Qaleel, this time is very short. This is a hadith of Bukhari. And although the ulama have mentioned many aqwal regarding that specific time, what specific time is this referring to? Two opinions are the strongest. And these are mentioned in Bahari Shariat. Number one, it's the time from the imam sitting down for the khutbah till the end of the salah. And number two, it is the last moment of Jumu'ah. So these are moments in which we should supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try and make our dua concord with these special times, subhanAllah. With this special time, inshallah, dua will be accepted. Now just to encourage us further, subhanAllah, the day of Jumu'ah is so excellent. The salat of Jumu'ah is so excellent, subhanAllah. In one narration, which is in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet alayhi salam said, the one who performed wudu well, then came to Jumu'ah, listened to the sermon and remained silent, the sins between this Jumu'ah and the next Jumu'ah will be forgiven for him. And besides them, the sins of three more days will be forgiven. And the one who touched a pebble committed nonsense. Now the last bit of the hadith, what that means is, a person was listening to the khutbah and there was a pebble lying there and he started to flick that away or remove that. Even this is considered a futile act. In khutbah, you don't do this. There are many etiquette, adab of khutbah as well, which we should learn about. But we learn in this hadith that 10 days of sins, 10 days worth of sins are forgiven for performing wudu well, coming to Jumu'ah Salah, listening to the khutbah, remaining silent, subhanAllah. So these are things that we should be eager to achieve. Now the second narration, this is in Sahih Ibn Hibban, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiyallahu an, he's narrated that the Prophet alayhi salam said, whoever performs five things in one day, Allah Almighty will write him as a paradise dweller. Number one, the one who visits the sick. Number two, he attends a funeral. Number three, he observes a fast. Number four, he goes for Jumu'ah. And number five, he frees a slave. Now, obviously the fifth one we can't do today. The four previous things we can do, meaning we can visit the sick. And this will show our compassion for the Ummah of Rasulullah. This was a sunnah of the Prophet, he would visit the sick, attend a funeral. The Prophet would attend funerals. These are all sunnah. Observe a fast on the day of Friday and go for Salatul Jumu'ah. So whoever does these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write him as a paradise dweller. Subhanallah, imagine that. So there are so many fadail virtues we should offer our Jumu'ah Salah. And from a young age, we should instill the importance of this prayer in our youth as well, our young children as well. Whenever they have holidays, we should take them to the masjid with us as well, to show them that this is no ordinary day. This is a special day in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, where there are virtues of Jumu'ah Salah, there are also warnings in regards to missing it as well. So let's hear a few of these. In Sahih Muslims, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu have narrated that the Prophet alayhi salam said, people will either quit missing Jumu'ah or Allah Almighty will set a seal on their hearts. Then they will become among the heedless. Meaning if you continuously miss Jumu'ah Salah, then your heart will be sealed. You'll become heedless. And the Prophet alayhi salam said two things. Either people stop missing Jumu'ah Salah, or Allah will seal their hearts, they'll become heedless. The second narration, Sayyidina Usama radiallahu anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever missed three Jumu'ah prayers without a valid reason has been written among the hypocrites. Now here it's important to learn that these narrations, although they warn us, they don't mean that that's it, we lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can't put this excuse forward, I've missed three Jumu'ah now there's no point in me praying, ba'adallah. Yes. If you missed three Jumu'ah, you did wrong. Without a valid reason, you did wrong. And you should repent for that. But that does not mean that you do not offer Jumu'ah Salah for the rest of your life. No. This is not logic. This is not how we understand rulings of the deen. It means that you should leave abandoning Jumu'ah Salah. Inshallah, your heart will not be sealed. You will not be heedless. And you will not be considered a hypocrite as well. So these were warnings against missing Jumu'ah Salah. And to finish off, I would like to mention three rulings regarding the obligation of Jumu'ah Salah. The number one, Jumu'ah is an individual obligation, personal obligation. And its obligation has more emphasis than Zuhr. And the one who denies this obligation, who says Jumu'ah is not fard, he is a disbeliever. Number two, there are six conditions for offering Jumu'ah. If even one of these conditions is not found, then Jumu'ah will not be valid at all. Listen carefully. Number one, the place where Jumu'ah is being offered should be a city or outskirts of the city. Number two, the one leading Jumu'ah should be a ruler of Islam or his deputy whom he gave the order to establish Jumu'ah. Number three, it should be the time of Dhuhr, i.e. Salah should be completed within the time of Dhuhr. Therefore, during Salah, even after Tashahud, if the time of Asr commences, then Jumu'ah has become invalid. Now, the people should offer Dhuhr as Qadha. Number four, the khutbah of Jumu'ah, this is necessary. This is a condition. Number five, jama'ah, congregation. Meaning besides the imam, there should be at least three men. And number six, izni'am, general permission. I.e. the door of the masjid should be open so that any Muslim who wants to come may come and no one is barred. So these six conditions were in relation to establishing Jumu'ah. But then there are 11 conditions for Jumu'ah being obligatory for an individual. Listen to these carefully as well. Even if one of them is not found, the Jumu'ah Salah is not fard for a person. But if he doesn't meet all the conditions and still offers it, the Salah is valid. Number one, he should be settled in a city. Number two, he should have good health, meaning Jumu'ah is not obligatory upon a sick person. And sick person here means someone who cannot get to the masjid, or he can reach the masjid, but his illness will increase by him going, or it will take a long time for him to recover if he goes. Number three, he must be free. Number four, a man. Number five, sane. Number six, an adult. Number seven, he should have the faculty of sight. He shouldn't be blind. Number eight, he should have the ability to walk. Number nine, he shouldn't be a prisoner. Number ten, he shouldn't have a fear of a king, a thief, or any other oppressor. Number 11, there should be no valid fear of harm due to rainfall, tornado, hailstorm, or cold weather. So there are so many other rulings that you can find out about regarding Jumu'ah Salah in Bahari Sharia. And Amir Ahl Sunnah also has a booklet on the topic of Jumu'ah as well. Refer to that. You can read it online, www.dawatislami.net. And just to finish off the last part of the verse, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, this is better for you. This means literally that offering Salah, Jumu'ah, is better than your business, your trade, your buying and selling. Your worldly businesses, they are nothing in comparison to Salatul Jumu'ah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, subhanAllah, to give sacrifices as well. And this part of the verse doesn't mean that it's only better if you go and perform Salatul Jumu'ah. We've heard that it's obligatory if you meet the conditions. What it means is that Salatul Jumu'ah is better than your worldly transactions, your worldly businesses, etc. So Alhamdulillah, today we heard about Salatul Jumu'ah, the fadail, the virtues, the warnings against not reading it, of what things occurred on this day as well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala enable us to offer Salatul Jumu'ah throughout our lives and take immense benefit from it. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.